The Lord possessed me in the beginning of his ways. I was set up from eternity and of old. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. A curious gospel today, the genealogy of Christ, with all of those tongue-twister Hebrew names. But what's going on in today's epistle? Properly, it's called a lesson because it's from the Old Testament Book of Wisdom. What's going on? The beginning. That's what. The story of creation. How is creation accomplished? By God the Father, through his Son, his Word, St. John, his wisdom, today's epistle. Why is this story told today at the beginning of the Blessed Mother's life here on earth? Her birthday mass. The Church uses it to tell the story of our recreation after Adam and Eve and sin ruined everything. Our redemption. How by the Son, the Word or wisdom was made flesh of the Holy Ghost, and the new Adam, our Lord, comes, and he does this recreation through his helpmate, who is the new Eve, who is the Blessed Mother, Mary. There she was, the Church is saying, at the very beginning of all, in the mind of God. And here she is still at Calvary, at the cross, the recreation. The story starts over, the beginning of St. Matthew's Gospel, the birthday of the dawn, Mary, a new season, a new school year. For the Old Testament and for the Eastern rites of the Church, their new year is in September. Today, I want to look with you at a little prayer which comes at the end of the canon, which draws our attention to creation, to the beginning. The last time we had a Mass sermon, it's been a while, but the last time, if you remember, we did the Nobis Quoque Peccatoribus, to us also sinners, and Father beats his breast when he says those words. And St. Albert the Great says, there's no amen at the end of that prayer because that's left to the angels. Then the priest says, the Perquem Hic Omnia, by whom, O Lord, thou dost ever create, and then a sign of the cross, sanctify and vivify, that means give life, and bless and grant unto us. And as he does so, the priest looks down at the sacred host and the precious blood, but he sees, of course, exactly what you and I only can see, the appearances of bread and wine. Well, they're changed now, but it looks like bread and wine. Bread and wine, the highest of God's material creation, because bread and wine was destined to give way to the body and blood of Christ at the new creation, the Mass. So this makes the Church think about material things, created things, at this point of the canon. And here, in the first centuries, the priest used to pause in the Mass to bless things. If there had been baptisms, Pentecost or Easter, he would bless milk and honey. And then at the Transfiguration, they would bless grapes. And then sometimes beans would be blessed. And still today, one thing is blessed during the canon of the Mass, the holy oil on Holy Thursday. We did that here in that long Mass, remember, for years. Now the bishops at the seminary take care of that. Holy oil is used for extreme unction. You looked at that last week, didn't you, with Father McKenna? Extreme unction, remember, you saw that it fortifies us for life's last journey and perhaps restores us for a time and wipes away the traces of sin. Now, this is very fittingly done at Mass because Jesus has just died at the altar, and we're asking now a share with the saints and their glory. But why would grapes be blessed, or beans for that matter? Other things, the so sacred time, what are vegetables doing near the altar of fruit? Well, every grace and every blessing for all of creation comes from the Mass, which is the recreation of everything in Christ. And he does it, God does. He works this now through and with the new Eve, who is Mary. So still today, you will notice things blessed in connection with Mass. Last month, right before Mass at the Assumption, the flowers and herbs. Today, after Mass, right away, the last gospel, then the blessing of seeds and seedlings. The Easter baskets come up on Holy Saturday, and of course, ashes and candles and palms each year. And the palms are blessed in the course of a kind of a dry Mass. The priest sings the prayers of the Mass in order to bless the palms. But not only things, sacraments are given as well. Priests are ordained, bishops are consecrated, marriages and brides are blessed during the Mass. Seminarians are tonsured, we've seen, and at the Mass, too, religious, the sisters, profess their vows. It is with Mass that we bury our dead. Now, all of this is dying out today. The Novus Ordo people don't get married much, and no one's interested anymore in having a church funeral, but then again, they don't have the Mass. Years ago, when I was a young priest, I noticed that our traditional Catholics would not turn out for an evening service, as we used to have in the old days when I was a boy, say, Tuesday night, novena and benediction. If they were coming to church, they wanted a Mass and Holy Communion. I have to think that this is part of a deep Catholic instinct. You know how we have, for example, confessions before Mass or even heard now during Mass, and sometimes today is an example, because the parents come from a distance, the baptism is given right after or before a Mass. This is not just convenience sake, one-stop shopping. A cardinal said that the religious sense of our ancestors, and remember, we go very far back, required that all the sacred ceremonies take place at the Holy Sacrifice, because they understood how the Holy Eucharist completed and perfected them. Everything used to be done at Mass. If they negotiated a peace treaty, it would be signed at Mass. If some penance had to be done and a procession made barefoot, why, that would lead into the Mass. You couldn't do it, not properly, unless you had a Mass. But not only things, as well, the coming of our Lord himself. Back to the canon prayer, which was once used to bless creatures, to draw them all into the consecration. Now it is used with reference to the body and blood of Christ. When you follow the Mass today in your missal, look at the verbs that are used in this little prayer, how they tell the story of creation. They're the verbs of Genesis. How interesting is that? Create, sanctify, give life, bless. The order, however, of Genesis is slightly different now in the canon, and that makes sense because now it's a new creation. Things are changed for all eternity because of redemption. So, Almighty God, in Genesis, he creates first, and then he gives life, and then he blesses, and last of all, he sanctifies all of creation, seeing that it is good. He rests upon its completion. When does God rest? On the Sabbath, Saturday, Holy Saturday. But the work of the Mass is different. Bread and wine are at the focus, picked from a stalk, crushed, baked, pressed, signs of Christ's death, which Almighty God sanctifies through his Son, which gives us life. It vivifies, and then it blesses us. Do you remember the blessing of Genesis? Sometimes I think our married people forget it. Be fruitful, multiply, fill the earth. Now, our destiny is to fill heaven, to take the place, for our children to take the place of the fallen angels in glory. Genesis, the Gospels, you get the whole story here, as in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be. But this story is not just told, this story is enacted. It is made present. What a birthday gift of the Mother of God, the mediatrix of graces, to us. This is what's given. This is the grant unto us of every Mass. Today's priest hero is not an American. He's an Albanian. Nor was he a missionary or a martyr, although he suffered years of terrible punishment and of cruel torture. But he's the one who brought the Mass back to his country. He was a Benedictine father, Simon Yubani, true priest who was ordained in 1958, imprisoned by the communists in Albania for 26 years, four of them solitary, often tortured. Still, he managed to preach and even to offer Mass at times. After the dictator Haxha died, he was released, and he was in his own hometown baptizing quietly a relative when a friend came to tell him that 5,000 people were waiting for him on a given Sunday in November 1990. They were waiting for him to say Mass. They were at the cemetery, which was like a catacombs for the people. They would gather there to pray, even though the communists had ripped out every cross and every statue from that Catholic cemetery. Now, the Mass was still legally forbidden, though the dictator had died. And the true Mass was all this priest knew. Well, they found a missal, and they got a chalice and some old mismatched vestments, which had been hidden away for years, were assembled. And he said the first public Mass in Albania in 33 years. People came again the next Sunday, and then he was arrested and released, though, because of public pressure, which built into a victory, fueling an anti-revolutionary spirit. The old communist creation was literally torn down with the statues of Stalin and of Hoxha. And thus, a new free country was created, and it all began with the Mass. Where did this take place? The city of Scutari. Do you remember the story of the Mother of Good Counsel, her miraculous picture? How that picture when the Muslims invaded that land, left the church, a little fresco on the wall, detached itself, and went to Italy, still there today, for safe keeping. But with that Mass, that Sunday, in November of 1990, surely she returned, Mary. For that Mass which renews creation, which gives life, which blesses and grants graces, and how? The same way that he came, the Redeemer, through her who was with him from the beginning. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.